From historic Seminary Ridge in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, this is The Seminary Explores. Conversations about people, politics, theology, and life with your host, Dr. Gerald Christensen.
Americans usually know about Argentina only through Tim Rice and the musical Evita and the song Don't Cry for Me, Argentina, but there's much more to know. I'm Jerry Christensen, and this is The Seminary Explores. What should Americans know about Argentina? Our guests today are part of a Rotary International Exchange with professionals, young professionals in Argentina. And they are Estefania Borzi, who is a lawyer, Marinel Ramos, who's a lawyer and a teacher. Is that right? No.
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Marinel is here. And Leandro Marquez, my pronunciation is not perfect, Leandro, but I'll work on it. He's a business administrator, especially in the auto industry. And Melissa Cruzat, who is a lawyer and teacher. You're a headmistress of a high school as well, specializing in family law.
Yeah.
We'll get all to that in to start with. Marinel, start us off by telling us what you think Americans should know about Argentina.
Hi, Terry. I'm very pleased to be here. Thank you for inviting us. Our country, Argentina, as you know, is in the southern part of South America. We have a kind of big territory. It's about the land area. It's about 1.7 million square kilometers. And it's a country where you can find a lot of diversity, talking about landscapes and views. And also talking about products from our land. Our resources are rich, and you can have different climates during all the year. We have the four seasons there in our country, and it's a very nice place for tourists. People visit us from all over the world, especially Patagonia in the south. Mm-hmm. It's a place very visited. And the people always love that that place where when they return to their countries, they speak a lot about Patagonia. But also the north part of our country, it's a very different landscape. The mountains are different. Wow. You can find different colors in the land and in the mountains, and also native people. If you go there, you can see people wearing traditional clothes. They are native descendants, and it's a wonderful place. Mm. People from all over the world visited this place. We around the territory, we have different touristic attractions that are being declared natural resources or for the world.
Heritage
for the world, declared by UNESCO. In different parts of our territory, we have these kind of places. Some of them are geological ruins. They are maintained as the ruins were when native people lived. We have waterfalls, very important waterfalls in the northeast.
Mm-hmm.
And also a piece of geological land in the center west of the country. In the south, the ski tracks are very well known. We also have vineyards.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Argentinian wine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wine.
And beef. Have you mentioned
and beef?
Beef,
of course. Yes. Yes. The center part of the country and the provinces that are near the Atlantic coast at the east are very well known for the fields and the flat land, and the cattle that we export to the world is raised in that area. There you also can see our traditional workers, the gauchos, a kind of cowboy here in the United States. So, yes, our red wine is a good wine.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people say, you have to go to Argentina to eat a beef and then cross to Chile to drink a red wine because they think the Chile red wine is better.
Yeah.
Well, maybe, but our wines are also good ones.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say something about the beef. Hello, my name is Melissa. Yeah, I want to say something about the beef that is so important in our country. There's a curious fact about the beef that the consumption per inhabitant in our country is about 70 kilograms per capita.
Really?
Yeah, we have a lot of meat.
Yeah. No wonder that you're all so vibrant and youthful and good looking. A lot of good lean beef in your diet. A lot of red wine.
Yeah.
And while we have you on, Melissa, what would you like to say to Americans about Argentina? What do we need to know that you don't think we do know much about? It's a middle class society, for example. You are all professionals. Poverty, of course, is there in every country, including this one, but there's a strong middle class. Economy is doing fairly well right now.
Well, Leandro is the economic man to talk about that. But what can I say about Argentina? It's a part of what Marinelle told us about the different landscapes and views, and that you can come to visit us because you will love Argentina because of the different landscapes. And the thing is that the people are very friendly too. And you have a lot of different varieties of different food and dishes in Argentina that you can have and that you can make a try. I think that this is very popular from Argentina. The most important are the dishes, the landscapes, the views, the people, how they live in the countryside, downtown. We have all the different views. And economic?
Argentina is a middle-income country. We get benefit from rich natural resources, a highly literate population, and export-oriented in basically industrial, but mostly in agricultural sector. We are one of the G15 and G20's major economy, and Latin America third largest.
Yes. After
the leader
Brazil?
Is Brazil.
Yeah,
Brazil.
Well, it's a larger country.
Yes,
okay.
Larger country.
And the second is.
I
would think
Chile.
Chile. So, but all right. This is good to know.
Yes.
So I'm sorry.
Yeah. No. We are also part of the Mercosur bloc together with Brazil, Paraguay, and Uruguay, and in our main export are good beverage. Food processing, like soy and soy products, motor vehicles, auto parts. We also have steel, aluminium, chemical, pharmaceutical, industrial machinery. We are a very complete economy, and manufacturing is the largest single sector in our economy, 19% of our GDP. So there are a lot of American companies there, and I think now the country is having a bad moment with the inflation because we are growing, but still it's a very good place to make money, to invest.
Okay.
Like Marinelle says, our country is very large, very different, so we have a lot of resources to put money on and have good returns.
I have to observe that Argentina, like the United States, is in the temperate zone. Huh? I mean, the geology is relatively cool. You have hot summers and cold winters, but it's good for agriculture, whereas the countries in between us are in the tropics.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I'm glad you know English better than I. In the tropics, and the economy then is often more difficult to develop. So one of the impressions I get about Argentina is that it is generally a middle-class society with the same problems of a middle-class society of inflation and depression and all the rest of it along. And you're very dependent, unfortunately or fortunately, on the European and the North American economies. The world is now a village, right? We're all in.
Yeah.
Let me go back now to each of you and ask a little bit. Thank you for your description of what we need to know. But let me go back to each of you a little bit about what you do and what your hopes are for your country and for your country's place in the world. But Marinelle, you're an attorney. Two women here are attorney. Yeah. Is that a?
We are three in total.
Yeah, three out of the whole group.
Yeah.
Is that common? It's increasing in the United States, but 20 years, 30 years ago, I'm getting a little older, but 40 years ago, not too many women in America were attorneys.
Yes, I think it's similar in our country. Huh? We have a lot of lawyers in general or attorneys, but women are, I think, maybe the majority, or at least during the last few years, women are going to law college more than before now. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we are a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, I was. We can make a lot of jokes about women, but I hope it's and this is terrible, I know, but I hope it's softening up the law and showing both sides a little easier, a little more sympathetic than when just the old guys were involved. That was a terrible thing. And as an attorney in law and a teacher, how do you balance those two careers?
I live in a small town. It's about 260 kilometers far from Buenos Aires City.
Oh.
I have a kind of quiet life similar to your life here, I think. And I run my own law firm. It's a small one with my father. And when I go to school to teach. Now I'm teaching
citizenship.
Mm-hmm. I can teach any subject related to legislation. Mm-hmm. And I like to be at a school because of the students, the teenagers. I like it. I like it. And I can manage to do the both thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What did your father say when you said, I want to be a lawyer just like you?
He was happy.
Was he? Good.
Yes.
Because her father is also an attorney. And
yeah,
a
that's what I meant. Yeah, yes. Yeah. But I thought I was just wondering about, you don't even ask that question anymore. I'm a girl, and should I be an attorney or should I be baking and cooking and cleaning? The answer to that is so stupid now that I probably shouldn't even raise it. Is your law practice a little bit different?
No, we have only one vocational day here, and we can see that there are some differences. We don't have a jury, for example. All the cases are closed with the judgment of a judge with the sentence. And, well, we have the opportunity here to talk with different judges, to compare our systems. And, yes, we have some ideas that we can take to our country, not to change the whole system, but to improve it.
Generally speaking, as you said to me before we started interviewing, it's a continental system in law.
Yeah.
We would probably say derived from the French, but at least it's quite different from the English system, which we have, for better or for worse.
Yeah.
And I wish we could all see that movie that I love so well, The Secret in Their Eyes, because it was about a male attorney and a woman attorney who was also a judge. The jury system is not as important in that. But you practice some family law, do you?
Yeah.
And you also teach at a school?
Yeah, both shops. I have two shops. Yeah, what I do is that I have my time to do my vice principal job at the high school.
Oh.
I supervise the teachers and the students, and I talk with their parents. I do that, and I also have my own office, my own firm,
mm-hmm.
with a partner. We have a law office. We have all the familiar cases. In one side, they are connected because as I talk with parents or students who have different problems at the family, I also do the family law. So I'm always concerned or connected with family law, how to try to make arrangements, mediation.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah. Yes.
And Leandro, you are a business administrator mainly in the automobile industry?
No.
Or connected with the auto industry?
No, I have a degree in business administrator that is a title that you can work in whatever kind of industry. But I am working since 4 years in an automobile factory in an industrial specific area. I think the college here are very similar from the one that are in Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
The only difference that in Argentina we have public university, public college. So
yeah.
I studied in the Universidad Nacional de 3 de Febrero. That is a is very close from my house. I live in Caseros. The town is Tres de Febrero. And there we have our own college. It's very good. A lot of local companies hire people from there. We don't need to pay. We pay it with our taxes, but I don't need to pay for study. So it's free, and a lot of people can do that. And there are a lot of public universities that they have good level. You learned a lot. And I visit in your college one class of entrepreneur, and they were very similar from our classes there. But I think that make an MBA here in America for me will be very good to learn more about how you Americans do business here, how can, and then with that knowledge I will improve myself, and I will know more about how to implement that kind of thing in Argentina.
How much of the history that we know in the United States, which is very limited, has actually affected your generation? And I presume all of you are a good bit younger than I. But, for example, the troubles that... Well, let me make a specific question then.
Yeah.
How about freedom of speech? Are you fairly free to say what you want, and can the papers now publish what they want, and you don't expect that the government will knock on your door at night and...
Yes, we now live in democracy, so we have a freedom of speech, and the media can publish what it wishes. We recover from democracy to democracy in the 1981. So before that, we have some restrictions.
The military regime.
Yeah, so you can add something if you want.
Sure. No, that it's correct what you're saying, that we are in democracy. Our media, we have a lot of media, and everyone expressed their own opinion. There are media that have positive of thinking of the government, and there are others that they have their negative, but we live in democracy, and we can express ourselves.
You know, it's funny, because in America, the good news is hard to come by. The bad news lasts for a long time. And so I wanted to ask that, even though I knew that was the answer, because... we remember those difficult days in Argentina, and your parents probably do very, very well, too. But that's in the past now. You're going to build on...
Yes, we weren't born, so we...
You weren't even born yet.
We weren't born yet, so we heard the history from our parents, grandparents, and we have a date every year that is like we commemorate at schools at different parts. Yes, try not to forget that times, because it's good to remember history, not to have the same things again.
Don't we all? Again, I go back to an earlier question: being born when you were, the freedom of women in the society is probably a lot more marked than in your mother's generation.
Sure.
Don't you think?
Yeah, it's stronger now than our mother and grandmother generation. Women go to work the same as men, and since the period where Perón and Evita
brought up that name finally.
We can vote in the
election. Well, yeah, but you know, she did give an example, didn't she? I mean, Evita was a powerful female personality, but I don't know if that had a direct effect on. I interrupted you. I'm sorry, but I think many Americans associate, as I started to say at the very beginning, associate Argentina with that beautiful musical. But that's not the whole story. And young men in business, there are opportunities to move forward. We sometimes say move up, but to grow to your abilities and to make a decent living and raise a family and
in Argentina, of course. But the most important thing that for me is to study, learn. Our college are free, so a lot of people has the chance to go to the university and to grow themselves. The companies, we have a lot of companies all around the world, not only in the Buenos Aires city that is our capital, Ciudad Autónoma de Buenos Aires, in all around the country. We have industry based in the local products, mostly. I think that we are having a bad time with inflation now, but we are going to get better soon. Argentina, how I say it, has a high literary population, so that is the main reason of that a country need to have to grow.
Mm-hmm. I've got left the hardest question for last. Is the tango really a popular dance, or is it only for a specialized few?
Well, we are not professional dancers.
But you dance the tango.
No.
It's a little bit.
It's a little.
Yeah, it's not an easy dance, right? I haven't tried it, but it looks beautiful.
It's an icon from Argentina, tango.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's not that everyone in Argentina dance tango, because tango is from Buenos Aires, purely from Buenos Aires. Not for the countryside or other provinces.
Okay.
In other provinces where there are different folklore, mm-hmm. folk dances, so tango is like an icon.
Yeah.
Internationally well-known because of tango.
And the music is exported still around the world. We love the tango music and the tango composers that you have, We do have our contacts with Argentina. Mm-hmm. We've been talking today with Melissa Cruzat. I've done pretty well with that. My Spanish is
excellent.
Zero. And Maranel Ramos. There it's right? Because it's the last syllable. It's not the first syllable. And Leandro Marquez, all here on Exchange with International Rotary. I'm Jerry Christensen, saying thank you for the Seminary Explorers, and have a very good day.
You've been listening to The Seminary Explorers from historic Seminary Ridge in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, a production of the Lutheran Theological Seminary at Gettysburg. We invite you to visit our website at www.ltsg.edu. All opinions expressed on this program are those of the individual speakers and are not necessarily those of Gettysburg Seminary or the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America.